Page 90, much a stimulus to increase is hard to say, no doubt both, but it would seem that over time, population began to outstrip the means of sustenance, because these centuries also saw a great effort to increase arable, whether by forest clearing, asarts, or reclamation of land from water, by diking, drainage, and pumping. All these call for enormous energy and capital, and their success testifies not only to private and collective initiative but to the ingenuity of a society that was learning to substitute machines for animal and human power. In particular, the windmill, tireless and faithful, was the key to the successful pumping of fens and polders. It was the windmill that made Holland, historians rightly emphasize, gains in land productivity and output in a society overwhelmingly rural because compelled to devote most of its resources to feeding itself. Yet these advances were essentially permissive. It was the urban minority that held most of the seeds and secrets of transformation, technical, intellectual, political. To be sure, the towns and cities were themselves shaped by the countryside. Immigrants from the fields brought with them values, habits, and attitudes that made more sense on the land and then set them as a straitjacket on urban activity. Thus